March 11th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I would like to address specifically those of my children who do not love me and do not even believe that I exist. Whom do you turn to in your hour of need? Do you put all your trust in human efforts alone? Do you not understand that every human is my creation? Your doubts and disbeliefs are the bad fruit of wanting everything your own way. I watch over all of my creation. I place a blanket of my divine will over all I have created. Every present moment for each person is composed of my will. When you give in to the temptation to disbelieve in me, you have succumbed to Satan's power. When you pray, you are weakening Satan all around you. It is then that he cannot succeed in his many nefarious plans. To choose not to believe in me is to support Satan. Allow me to be your strength through prayer. It is then you will see the intricate pattern I am weaving in your life, a pattern of my grace." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.